Sí.
La próxima me gusta.
Sí. Good evening. The other day, someone's walking behind, walking past the poster, and he said, he read the title, "What do you do when you're going to daven late with your Krishna?" He said, "Well, what do you do? Don't daven late." So the truth is that he's 100% right. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Ches says that because Krishna is a mitzvah deraisa, you've got 3 hours to say it. So it's Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvahs. You've got to do it. It's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha that you should say Krishna as early as you possibly can. Besides all the shittas of Magen Avraham and the Gro. The Be'etiv there, it's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, says that this is a Teuchocha Merubah, a open Teuchocha for people who they get up and they spend time chatting and they get very close to the end of Krishna. So from that perspective, he's definitely right. But it actually goes further than that. There is a very strong possibility in the Gra that if someone is going to daven late and they're going to miss sort of Sosman Krishma, so most people would daven Krishma by itself and then they're going to daven later in a minion. There's a very strong possibility in the Gra that it's best to daven by yourself, Beichidus, with Krishma and the Brochas, and then that's it. No, not, don't daven in a minion. So it's best to daven Krishma with its Brochas by itself, Beichidus, rather than daven Krishna by itself and daven in a minion later on. And you think, okay, maybe it's just the Vilna Gaon, but the Shad Siman brings this down in Siman Sadi, and I don't know if people want to sit down for this, but the Ishei Yisrael, which is every sefer, which is every Rav has this sefer in his on his shelf, the Ishei Yisrael brings this down, l'halacha. If you see that the Siva is missing Krishna, you should daven by Yechidus, and say Krishna with the brochas. Now, I'm not telling anyone what to do. There's obviously a minhag to say Krishna by themselves, but it just highlights the point. What this gentleman said to me, that obviously you shouldn't try to, you shouldn't get up late. You should try to daven the minyan on time. But there are obviously times that we have to daven late, and there's obviously loads of shilas. So in the time that we have, I'm going to try to bring out a couple of shilas that are nageya and interesting halachas that come out of it. There is a minhag in England during the summer months on Yom Mishan every week for people to go to a car boot sale. So someone came out to me and they said, my wife is getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to a car boot sale and I've got to look after the family, so I'm going to have to daven later. So she's going to come back after Sosman Krishma and I've got to look after the family, so I'm not going to be able to do anything. What are you about to fill in? Tefillin is a mitzvah that you have to do with Krishma. It says in the Gemara in Brochas in Taf Yud Dalet that anyone who says Krishma without wearing tefillin is considered made sheker as alatzmoy, which means that he's testifying falsely upon himself. So Rashi explains that made sheker alatzmoy, testifying falsely upon himself, is a euphemism for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's saying, I'm saying Krishma, k'shatam l'ois al yadecha, which is, I tie them with tefillin on my hands, and I'm not wearing tefillin. So it's almost like I'm giving false testimony that Hashem, he said I should do the mitzvahs, not really doing it, so I'm testifying falsely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Tosis says there that he's made sheker alatzmoy, he is giving false testimony on himself literally. And so the Marsha explains, what does his false testifying on himself literally mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the Am HaNivcha, we are the chosen people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 3 special mitzvahs that demonstrate, that prove, to at least to us, that we are the chosen people. Shabbos, it says, Os Hi Le'olam, is that Os? Bris, because it says, Lech Lecha, it says, it's Os Veinu Veinichem, and Tefillin, right? So, these 3 mitzvahs. So, on Shabbos, I don't need to have Tefillin because I've already got 2 mitzvahs. 2 mitzvahs are 2 Eidim. Are Shnei Eidim, Yukim Adavo. So, on Shabbos, I don't need Tefillin. But during the week, I need Tefillin. So, I've got my Tefillin, I've got my Bris Milah. But I'm not wearing Tefillin. I'm missing out on one of my Eidim to testify that I am one of the Am HaNivcha. Says, he's made Sheker Atzmai, he's giving false testimony himself, that he is one of the chosen people. So it's quite a severe concept. And the question is that a lot of people, we get up, we'll say, we feel we're going to miss Sosman Krishma. So we'll say Krishma, but if you look around, you don't find anyone putting on tefillin while they're saying Krishma. The truth is, I was actually discussing it with a friend of mine. It doesn't have to be kavut sales. A lot of chassidim, they are noyig to daven later because they learn chassidus or learn musa before davening. And someone told me that about 20 years ago, when he was in yeshiva, he was in a chassidus yeshiva, and before that, and when they would say Krishma, they would all put on tefillin and say Krishma and then take it off. They had all sorts of shilas about what they do with the bracha the second time round when they put on tefillin. The Beis Yitzchok, who is Rabbi Yitzchok Shmalkish, is in the 1800s. He deals with this tshuva. Someone says, "I'm going to get up early. I'm going to say Krishma. What do I do about tefillin? I don't want to be made sheker al atzmai." So he tries to find a yeshuv, a help for this minog of why we don't wear tefillin during Krishma. He first comes up with the Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Mem Vov says like this: if you feel like the tzibba is going to start, it's going to miss Krishma, what should you say? You should say Shema Yisrael Shem Lekin Hashem Chod Baruch Shem Kavmochel Marvus Olaylom Vayit. That's why we have our part of the thing where we say Baruch Shem during the beginning part of tefillah, when we say Olaylom Hey Adam Yerushimayim Beseisa, etc. And there's not one word of tefillin there. He doesn't say you should put on tefillin first. So he says, maybe this shows that Ramah holds that you don't need to put on tefillin. He says, no, it's not a raya. Because you haven't actually got to the part where it says, Ukshatman Ois Al Yadecha yet. You just said the first part of Krishma, but you haven't actually been given the words to say that it's an Eidah Sheker. So okay, that's not a raya. But then he brings the Chosman Lublin. The Chosman Lublin used to daven later, and he would say Krishma at home, and apparently he was never knowing to wear tefillin when he was saying Krishma. And he says, the Chosman Lublin explained this, and this is also brought down by the Minchas Yitzchak. The Gemara carries on, says it's made a sheker al atzmai, and the Gemara carries on to say it's also like it's brought a mincha, a korban, without any nesochim, without any of the wine libations. It says the Chosman Lublin, well, if I bring a mincha, okay, so I haven't brought my wine libations, my nesochim, but if I bring it later on, the mincha's chal. So to here, if I say Krishma without the fill-in, it's like I'm not bringing my nesochim, but if I say later on, with brochas, I say Krishma with my tefillin, it's like bringing my nesochim after the mincha, and therefore it's not considered made sheker al atzmai, which is an interesting chiddush. But that's where he says, and that's how he blives, that's how he finishes off, and that's brought down by the Beis Yitzchak, and that's brought down by the Minchas Yitzchak, and because of that, everyone basically is answers up this minhag of why we don't say why we say Krishma without tefillin. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Minchas Yitzchak therefore say that if there is time to say tefillin to fill in and say Krishma, of course you need to do that. That's the Mefurash Gemara, and you can't argue with that. Rav Nissen Karelitz goes a step further to say that we're not going to discuss today about the different shittas of Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. There's not enough time, but everyone knows there is a Magen Avraham, there is a Vilna Gaon, an early time and late time, and even if you're being machmir to say Krishma for the early time, for the Magen Avraham, says the Nissen Kalitz, you still have to put on tefillin when you're saying you're being machmir for the Magen Avraham. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach says that because most poskim hold, like the Gra, in the second Zman of Krishma, therefore you don't, Lachatchili says you don't need to put on tefillin for Krishma of Magen Avraham. But of course, they do explain you need to try to put on tefillin as soon as you can. There's another minhag in England. I think the next day is coming up. It's going to be Chof Beis Iyar, which is Bank Holiday weekend. So people may have a minhag and hunger there to wake up a bit later. And obviously there they're going to be on Bank Holiday Monday, whatever it is. There's a risk of missing Krishma. So the question is that what happens if someone wakes up and they've got 3 minutes until Sosman Krishma and they don't know what to do because they suddenly wake up, they wash their hands and say, "Well, I broke the Torah. But I'm a chuyav to say Birkas Torah for Krishma." You don't say Birkas Torah. You have to after. So in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Zayin, there are two opinions basically of what is Kriyat Shema? Is Kriyat Shema Tefillah or is it Divrei Torah? If it's Divrei Torah, then you definitely do have to say Birkas Kriyat Shema. If it's Tefillah, then there's two shittas brought down there in Shulchan Aruch about if you have to say Birkas Torah for Tefillah. If you have to say Birkas Torah for Tefillah. The question is that, so let's say you want to say, okay, I want to say Birkas Torah for Tefillah. Or maybe you say, well, I'm going to miss Kriyat Shema altogether, so how can I risk saying Birkas Torah for Tefillah? Maybe I don't even need to say Birkas Torah for Tefillah. Well, it depends what Kriyat Shema is. What's the Chiyuv Kriyat Shema? So there are more holes. The first that the Chiyuv, the obligation to say Kriyat Shema, is the first Pasuk. Shema Yisrael Shevakin Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, is I'm in Yitzhi, my Kriyat Shema Midaraisa, and therefore it could be, there's a strong opinion maybe, that you do say Birkas of Torah, because maybe Kriyat Shema is Torah, and even if it's not Torah, maybe it's davening, but maybe we paskin like the opinion that says that Kriyat Shema is davening, you have to say Birkas Torah for davening, and I can fit it in because I just need to say the first pasuk according to the Ramot. And even if you want to say, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shulchan Aruch holds that in the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the first paragraph is the Chiyuv Daraisa, which means just V'Haftah. That is it. So I've got the first Pasuk and the first paragraph. That is my Chiyuv Daraisa. So maybe I can squeeze it in there. I say Birkas Torah, I say the first paragraph, and I have sorted out my Chiyuv Daraisa according to the Ramah and according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. But the Maisa, we paskin that, like the Pri Chodesh and the Chayadam, who say that all three paragraphs are Midaraisa. However, what is Midaraisa? The first pasuk and the first two paragraphs are definitely Midaraisa, and the time limit to say Kriyat Shema is dependent on those two paragraphs. The third paragraph, Vayoma, is Midaraisa, but the reason why it's Midaraisa is because you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a chi of Midaraisa to mention Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question is, does that have to be done in the time of Kriyat Shema or not? The Rabbanan, you do, which means you have to admit the Rabbanan, you have to say all three paragraphs within the time of Kriyat Shema. But Midaraisa, actually, the first pasuk and the first two paragraphs, according to everyone, according to a stringent opinion, Midaraisa, this is Min HaTorah, it has to be said in the time of Kriyat Shema. So therefore, I don't know, maybe I can squeeze 3 minutes. Say Birkas HaTorah, right? Which because maybe Kriyat Shema is a chiyuv, is a tefillah. Maybe it's Torah. If it's tefillah, then maybe the halacha goes like the Mandam who says that it is a chiyuv to say Birkas HaTorah. And maybe I can squeeze in first pasuk, first paragraph, first two paragraphs.
And if I can't, I've got 1 minute.
Then I'll get to the conclusion in a second. I'll tell you anyway what you can do anyway. That the truth is that all the poskim bring down the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch, even though he says when he talks about should you say Birkas Torah on Tefillah or not, he says v'nachoin, and it's correct to say Birkas Torah on Tefillah. So the poskim, so he says it's nachoin. It's mashma from that that the ikar din, the correct halacha, the fundamental halacha behind that is that you don't need to. So that's one psak that they say that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that you actually me'ikadin don't need to say Birkas Torah on Tefillah. There are more, in Menvov that says that if you think you're going to miss, you see the tzibah, they're going to miss Kriyat Shema, you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinnah, Shema Chod, Baruch Shem Kavod, there's not one word of Birkas Torah there. So the poskim say that is mashma from the Ramah that you do not need to say Birkas Torah on Tefillah, on Kriyat Shema. Maybe Kriyat Shema is Torah, maybe it's Tefillah. So the Eliyahu Rabbah brought down the Bi'alocha in Sirim Menvov, says that the Shulchan Aruch says maybe I've got to say Birkas Torah because maybe I have to say Birkas Torah on Kriyat Shema because maybe Kriyat Shema is Tefillah. Eliyahu Rabbah says no, basically no one holds that Kriyat Shema is Tefillah. No one holds Kriyat Shema is Divrei Torah. Everyone holds basically that Kriyat Shema is Tefillah. So therefore, he says, the word of Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan says, maybe you need to say Birkas Torah on Kriyat Shema. In fact, he's just being extra machmir. He says it's just a chumrah, and that's what Eliyahu Rabbah says, people down in Bir Halacha, and therefore Kriyat Shema is pretty much, according to everyone, is Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, we say, we brought in from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Ramah, that Divrei Torah is Me'ikar Din, doesn't need Birkas Torah. Of course, you should say Birkas Torah on everything, but we're talking about when you wake up for 2 or 3 minutes. Apologies. What's that? Birkas Torah is. Do you need to say Birkas Torah on Tefillah?
Krishna
Me'ikar Din is Tefillah. Birkas Torah, do you need to say Birkas Torah on Tefillah? Me'ikar Din, we said Shulchan Aruch Ramah and Me'ikal, right? Of course, if you've got time, of course you need to say it, right? Shulchan Aruch says nothing, you need to say it. We're talking about a case when you woke up 2 or 3 minutes before the end of Sosan Kriyat Shema. So therefore, the post can say if you wake up 2 or 3 minutes before Sosan Kriyat Shema, you don't have time to fit in the whole of Kriyat Shema in the time. The post can say you should say Kriyat Shema without Birkas Torah. Of course, if you have longer, you need to say Birkas Torah. We're talking about Bank Holiday Monday when you kind of woke up and you saw the clock. Oh no, what do I do? It's out of scope. What do you do about if you're going to try to do? You, what happens if you wake up a minute before the Shittas Magen Avraham? Right? Do you say Birkas Torah for that? That's a bit more of a discussion. There's a Tanai brought down by Rabbi Kvega. A lot of people know about the Tanai. They say I'm going to daven in a minyan later on, but the Tanai is that what I'm going to say now. If the correct opinion is, let's say you're going to daven within the time of the Groh, so you say, well, I'm going to say now, if the correct opinion is like the Magen Avraham, then this is going to be my key of Kriyat Shema. And if it's not like the Magen Avraham, then this is Divrei Torah, and I'm going to be yotzei my Kriyat Shema later on, right? That's also what you do about Birkas Torah for that, because according to that Tanai, it could be Torah, right? So that's also a bit more of a complicated shaila. But in conclusion, when we wake up in the morning, we've got all sorts of ruach tumah on us. The Zohar in Parshas Balak says that the 48 limbs of a person is rectified only when he says the 348 words of Kriyat Shema. So that's another reason to get up early to try and say Kriyat Shema. And the Midrash in Koheles says that someone who wakes up, someone who gets up early, say Kriyat Shema in the right time, is more chav to Kodesh Baruch Hu than 100 karbonos on the Mizbeach. So Be'ez Hashem, with these ideas, we should be able to yotzei Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah chiv, the raisa, in the right way.